Welcome back. 5:37, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And in today's Washington Times, in the commentary section, you'll see something entitled Betrayal by Any Other Name. It's by Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist here for the Washington Times, and he joins me now. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Andy. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. All right. I am glad to hear I wasn't the only one stopped in my tracks over this story. NAACP President Ben Jealous going to the UN for help. He claims by having voter ID laws, we're suppressing the vote.
Yeah. And he went. He went to a council that includes Cuba, China, Saudi Arabia, nations like that that really don't play by the same rules we do when it comes to elections.
Yeah.
That's what makes it even more shocking, that he's whining to these folks that we're an unjust nation that's violating the civil rights of its minorities. It's really just disgusting.
You know, he crawls to these countries for help, and in some cases, in some of those countries you mentioned, women can't get near a poll. In others, voter fraud is a way of life. How in the world can this man possibly lump us in with them?
Because it plays well with the media. It's you can imagine. The media love to stick it to the United States every chance they get. And to have somebody from the NAACP, which is one of the oldest, most distinguished, and well-known civil rights organizations in America, to actually have to go to the UN to get redress, I mean, that makes news. That makes a splash. And it follows the strategy set by Eric Holder, the attorney general, who in Texas, in a speech just a couple months ago, said that voter ID laws suppress the minority vote. And he threatened to call out the states on them, and he went ahead and did so. He halted South Carolina's photo ID law, and just last week he went after Texas and shut that down.
All right, but you point out, and rightly so, that some states with voter ID requirements have been known to get better minority turnout.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Indiana and Georgia, and they're two interesting cases because Indiana went all the way to the Supreme Court. In 2008, the court ruled that there's no evidence. In fact, I believe it was a unanimous ruling, no evidence that minorities were suppressed by a photo ID law. And then after the law was upheld, the very next election, minority representation went up, not down. In Georgia, same thing. It was a local judge appointed by Jimmy Carter, and he said he couldn't find any evidence that this would suppress minorities. They couldn't even find a plaintiff who could make a plausible case that they were unable to obtain an ID. And then same thing that happened in Indiana happened in Georgia. The minority numbers went up. Both in, I guess, 2008 and 2010. So it wasn't just the Obama phenomenon that happened in 2008. And I think what's most telling, Andy, is that lawmakers who are Democrats in Rhode Island, liberal Rhode Island, with minority lawmakers in the lead, said we have to pass this, and they passed a voter ID law. They said voter fraud is not good for anybody.
Yeah, and we've seen just recently, as a matter of fact, as recently as last week, we saw evidence of it in Vermont, and there's video of it. In fact, one of the Breitbart videos out there shows a guy walking in, giving the name of a dead person, no identification necessary, and could have taken the ballot and voted. He didn't do it, but it just showed how easy it was to commit voter fraud.
Yeah, I saw the video from New Hampshire also in the primary there.
Mm-hmm.
And these people walked in and practically begged to show their ID.
Yeah, I saw that one, too.
Don't you want to know who I am?
I saw that one, too. That was beautiful. All right. So the claim is the ID is just simply too tough to get. That's the argument?
The argument is that it's tougher for some people to get than others. And they lump in minorities, elderly, disabled people, and young people, students. And it doesn't wash because 99% of people who are qualified to vote have photo IDs. So it's a non-starter. And states have gone bent over backwards to make sure those who don't get them in traditional ways can get a photo ID. Remember Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, said that she, you know, if somebody couldn't get one, say, you know, a shut-in, somebody mm-hmm. in their 80s who could no longer get to the election board, they drive them to the election board to get the photo ID.
Yep.
I mean, this is not an effort to suppress minorities. It's an effort to make sure the ballot box it has integrity and that everybody's vote counts. If you think about it, if somebody votes illegally after you've cast your ballot, you've just been deprived of your exercising your right to vote.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Now, Mr. Jealous also wants ex-felons to be able to vote, right?
Well, that's a big part of this. They say that, and here's the line of reasoning. Ex-felons should have their voting rights restored, and if they're not, then this is a deliberate attempt to hold down the minority vote because more ex-felons representationally are in minorities. And I make the point in my column that's because of liberal programs in big cities that have shattered families and left a lot of young men without dads, and they tend to commit crime and they get imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that, you know, we're trying to, people who are trying to prevent voter fraud are trying to keep minorities away. We want everybody who's qualified. We should. Every American should care and want everybody who's qualified to be able to vote. But, you know, I'm not, depending on the crime, and I'm not eager to have a whole flood of felons or ex-felons, I guess, registered to vote. Depending on the law, they should have their rights restored if that's what the law says in their state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This just goes to show how desperate the liberal left has become in this country, though, doesn't it?
Well, I think so, and I don't think it will wash with the public because survey after survey shows people want their vote protected. They favor photo ID laws. For the simple reason they have to show photo ID when they buy a six-pack of beer or board an airliner. And I made the point that Mr. Jealous and his NAACP delegation to Geneva certainly had to show photo IDs to get aboard the jet to take them to Geneva so they can rat on the U.S. and call it terrible names.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, were they racists at the airline counter?
Yeah.
Is that what was going on?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because last week when I talked about this very topic when we played the audio from one of those Breitbart videos, and I said afterward that you need an ID for everything these days. You really simply cannot go through life effectively without an ID. And a listener sent me an email. She said that when she went to make a charitable contribution of clothing to a specific organization, in order to get the taxable donation slip from them, she had to show ID. So let me get this right. In order to give away clothing and get the taxable donation slip, this woman said she had to show ID, but you don't need an ID to vote?
Well, yeah. The whole thing is so absurd. I think it's going to backfire on the left because it doesn't pass the straight face test. It really doesn't.
No.
I mean, who would be against ensuring the integrity of the ballot box?
Except
people who might want to violate
the
integrity of the ballot box.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, always, as always, a great column, Bob, and folks, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times, Betrayal by Any Other Name by Robert Knight. Good to talk to you again, Bob. Thank you.
Always good to talk to you, Andy. Thank you.
See ya.